This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I said I'd take calls. I didn't. I'm bad. I got stuck on the insanity of the little stupid princeling out of the UK trying to silence Joe Rogan and other talk show hosts. I mean, this is just insane. Like, these people are auditioning to be the new dictators of North Korea or something. But next segment, I'm going to get into the real technocracy and what we're facing and why this is so diabolical and why it's a lot bigger than just tainted, poisoned injections. That's coming up. And then we're going to I have a very special guest, investigative journalist on, who's got the inside skinny on war with Russia. Lee Stranahan will be with me in the third hour ahead of Gerald Celente today in the fourth hour ahead of the war room. But let me get this out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been 4 years since My Patriot Supply allowed us to do 25% off on food sales. Now, they have the food ready to ship. It's super high quality. It's the lowest price you're going to find anywhere for food of this quality. It's what I use, what my family use. It's what I've stockpiled here at the office because I know the globalists want a post-industrial world and want to collapse civilization. And if they're able to do it, we've got to have generators and diesel and food and everything, which we have. But a lot of you obviously don't have the money or the places to store stuff like this. But storable food, you do. Put it in the attic, put it in the basement, put it in the closet. They bought massive amounts of food last year and this year because they saw the prices going way up with inflation, which did happen. But literally, only for our viewers and listeners, they are doing a once in 3 or 4 year deal of 25% off. Only for InfoWarsStore.com shoppers. You can also go to PrepareWithAlex.com, and that will take you as a URL straight to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com. All their specialty foods, all of their products, 25% off. And what's great is we normally only make 25, 30% on the food because there's not a lot of markup. They make 20, 30%. We make 20, 30%. That's why they're affordable. They're not doing 200%, 300% markup. They're doing 100% and then trying to pay their bills with it. And that's why they become dominant, because the price, again, is so low. But they are eating the 25% discount and not taking it out of ours. Because when we do discounts, part of that comes out of what we make, and we need money. We don't have extra money. We're a little bit in the red here. So this is a godsend when they called and said, hey, we actually don't have a lot of extra food, but we got a little bit more than what we thought we needed. And we package this and ship it out when it's fresh. And so it literally, God laid it on our heart. These folks are big Christians and obviously big supporters, to just help you and your listeners by giving them 25% off. So this is exclusive to InfoWarsStore.com, Ready Hour. They've got five big facilities around the country. Their main base is Utah, and we are their biggest seller as well. But I'm telling you, they've got a warehouse in Utah I was at that you could park an aircraft carrier in. So that's just the front end. That's just 1/20th of it. The whole storage facility where the raw food comes in and gets processed is the whole back of the building, 80% of it. I mean, it is the biggest building I've ever been inside of. So, and all that scalability is how they give you these great prices. So I literally, Lord works in mysterious ways. I said earlier, I'm sitting there with accountants last week going, oh, we got a $2.5 million shortfall again. We can't get a lot of the supplements in because of the supply chain breakdown. People aren't going to buy $2 million worth of T-shirts. What am I going to do? I just sold my house. I'm going to put that in, but that was for expansion and new operations and backup systems. What am I going to do? And then, boom, this just came right through, and we're having massive sales. Biggest sales of food ever. People with the Russia situation, the supply chain breakdowns, all of it, understand. Now is the time not to wait. One of the big things you've got to check off on that checklist of preparedness is storable food. They've got water filters, air filters. They're discounted too. InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. And hopefully, this sale runs through the 13th. Hopefully, it looks like at current sales rates, we might actually get the $2.5-3 million just perfectly in the sale that they called and said, you can do this for 2 weeks. So thank you, God, and thank you, listeners, for the support. But this is something you already need. So it's a 360 win, and God always keeps me right on empty, though. Like the widows might. Each day it's renewed. So thank you, Lord. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With all the craziness going on in the world, with the globalists plotting their next big lockdown, with the next phase of the Great Reset being a staged cyber attack, with the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe, and war with Russia, with the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality, storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at preparewithalex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off. 4 years. But right now, it's 25% off until February 13th, 2022. A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at preparewithalex.com on the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Act now. Get prepared now. This is absolutely essential for everybody that wants to be self-sufficient.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two, and I'm going to lay some devastating information on you that I don't put out to scare you or to demoralize you. I think you're like me. I think you want to know something bad's going down, so you're ready for it, right? Always give me the bad news first. That way I can do something about it. The worst things in my life is people not telling me about bad stuff going on. And if we'd have had time and we'd have known, we could have stopped it. So bottom of the hour, we got some huge news. The truth is coming out about COVID deaths from the vaccine. Even mainline top scientists, a whole new crop of them are going public. Including people that push the shot and believe the lie. Just in my stack today, four super prominent doctors, virologists, epidemiologists, pathologists, have gone public saying, oh my God, they're covering it up. They knew it was killing people. What are we going to do? Big deal. It's a big deal. In fact, here's one of the articles. It's on InfoWars.com by Dr. Joseph Mercola, who we've got to get back on. The truth is coming out about COVID deaths, and then he links to a bunch of these people. And, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Some of these people, one of these doctors, his average videos get like 5 million views in the UK. And he's basically come out now against it and said, my God, this is a monstrous criminal activity. So I'll say it again. People try to project logic onto psychos. People ask, like, why did Hitler, if Hitler wouldn't have done the Final Solution and tried to kill tens of millions of people, because people always argue the numbers, huh? There's a lot more than 6 million Jews. It was tens of millions of people. Poles, Slavs, Jews, Germans, he killed a bunch of people. Gypsies. But the point is that his generals were telling Hitler, that's why they tried to assassinate him, that's why Erwin Rommel tried to assassinate him in Operation Valkyrie. They made a movie out of it with Tom Cruise, that's a true story. Rommel was running the operation, the Ted Cruz character, you know, plays the part of the major that tried to kill him with the bomb, satchel bomb. And they go to Hitler and they go, listen, you're spending half the resources killing people and rounding everybody up. We need those troops on the front. They barely got beat by the Russians. Barely got turned back. But Hitler had millions of troops running around killing people. And he'd say, it doesn't matter. More important to kill all these people. And see, he didn't just want to take over and dominate. No, the journey for him was the destination. He wanted to kill a bunch of people. And he believed in what he was doing was a good thing. Just like Klaus Schwab, just like Bill Gates believe what they're doing is a good thing. So that's at the bottom of the hour. It's a five-hour video, and it does make me take heart that there's three or four different clips out of it that have all together got about 2 million views on Bandai Video. But, I mean, this needs 50 million views. This needs 100 million views. But we've got the full five-hour boil-down of the two-day event with Senator Ron Johnson and others. And, see, I don't just watch these clips or sit up, you know, late at night. A lot of times I go to bed at like 9 o'clock, but I wake up at 3 and then do research. I don't just sit there and believe what I'm being told. I already knew all this stuff. The point was, this is a hearing. This is a meeting of experts confirming it all and triple-checking it, and with Department of Defense documents. See, I'm never good at, like, just saying it up front. Did you know the Maine Department of Defense AI program that's been surveilling COVID for 2 years has conclusively proven a 40% increase in heart attacks, a 100% increase in myocarditis, a 400+% increase in different types of cancer? Some cancers are up 20%, I mean, 20 times. This is all, the Pentagon actually put the report out 6 months ago. They put another one out 2 months ago, and that's what's covered. Yeah, there's a bunch of versions of this. One has 900,000, one has 600,000, one has 400,000, one has whatever. But it's about 2 million views on Bandai Video. MSM blackout of medical doctors' pandemic response roundtable is a crime against humanity. That's under the Bill Gates' evil section. But the one I'm going to play is only 20 minutes long in segment 4 and 5 today at the bottom of the hour. DOD and Fauci caught in massive scandal hiding death and damage from COVID vaccines. And this is just 20 minutes that we're going to fit into those two segments of 5 hours. Itself, that is a boil down. And this is from the Department of Defense. They published these numbers. This isn't off theirs that they can try to poo-poo. Oh, and it's funny. Even Harvard estimated that between 1% to 5% of bad reactions from drugs get reported. So let's say it's 5%. So if VAERS is reporting 100-something thousand deaths and 800+ thousand bad reactions, those are conservative numbers, then it's much, much larger than that. Miscarriage is up 300%. Cancer is up 300%. Again, the numbers vary. Neurological cases, 1,000%. This is from the Pentagon, hooked into everything, scooping up all of the hospital, Medicare, Medicaid, everything data. And, of course, it's way worse than what VAERS says. So I want that to sink in real good to everybody, okay? You think I'm up here risking my life and my family and everything because I just like to risk my life? No, I'm not a rock climber. I'm not a skydiver. I'm not scared to do that stuff. I've done that stuff. Not the skydiving, but I've jumped off 300-foot railroad trestles. I've rock climbed, and later I thought, man, I just fell 20 feet and almost broke my leg. I think I'm going to quit doing this. And I'm not against folks that do it. My point is, I don't take risk just to take risk. If I need to take a risk, I can flip off the fear switch and make my ass do whatever I need to. But I've got such concern about them winning that actually I do all of this out of fear. Now, once you extinct fear, you don't feel the fear. But deep down, I know this is evil and it's bad. So I've got to make a decision to fight it. And once I make the decision, there's no more fear. Now I'm committed to the fight. Now I don't care what you say about me. Now I don't care what you do to me. Now I don't care because I've got to do this and it doesn't matter. But if the general public knew how they've been conned and how they've been lied to and how much danger they're in, these globalists would never get away with any of this. They'd all be in prison. And they know what they've done. And that's why they're so desperate to start wars and collapse society and civilization, where the situation is so bad and so dire where you can't put food on your table, that you're not even going to sit there and think about going after the globalists because you can't even get transport to drive down the street to protest. And I remember minutes leaked out of the Bilderberg Group 20 years ago. It was about 2002. And they were talking about how we want to make everybody so poor that they can't move and they can't protest and they can't live. And then we can do whatever we want by breaking down society and having a post-industrial world. And that's what the COVID lockdowns are. And that's what the vaccine passports are. And that's what all of this is. And I'll cover that when we come back. You're being put into the jail cell. You don't need to get put in prison, folks. The whole planet is being turned into a giant prison. And I've explained this to everybody. And I've explained this to Joe Rogan. It don't matter, buddy, if you got $1 billion. Oh, yeah, Joe's got a lot more money than most people know. It doesn't matter. If you're not part of the globalist club, that money will mean nothing in the future. Plus, do you want to be in the globalist club where they tell you what to do and tell you what to say and you got to kiss their ass, lesser men? And the answer is, no, I'm not going to be the slave. I'm like, that's right, you're not, are you? That's the same conversation I have with everybody. You going to belong to somebody else? You going to be another man's slave? Or are you going to be free and part of the kingdom of Jesus? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Until you're born again in Christ. God conscious of us.
I won't get to get what I'm after
till the day you die. Alright, I was about to hit the global social credit score news and how that ties into banning real meat. I'm not kidding. It's all here, folks. But before we do that, Justin Trudeau, Coward 19, has been hiding for 5 days from the truckers, even before they arrived on Saturday, saying that he might have COVID. Well, now he's tested positive. COVID's so real, it's so deadly. And then he just crawled out from under his rock and gave a speech where he says Black Lives Matter knows how to protest. Yeah, $3 billion in damage, dozens dead, people shot in the back of the head. The organization stealing hundreds of millions of dollars, buying mansions and private airports and jets everywhere. Yes, this is how you're mostly peaceful. So Trudeau, again, rubbing it in, says, oh, they're hateful, they're mean. I got articles, law enforcement's investigating the evil truckers. How dare you not like martial law? Oh, the Russians are behind it. No evidence, but the Russians. If you don't like being locked down and having a GMO shot put in you, you're a Russian. So here is Justin Trudeau, who said, quote, the truckers hold unacceptable views. Who he said, I want to be a dictator. I like Xi Jinping's dictatorship. It's the best. These are quotes. The guy that said, I'm following Klaus Schwab's orders for Build Back Better, Great Reset. Well, here's his latest gaslighting you arrogantly. That's their weapon, is arrogance, rubbing it in your face. Here it is.
I have attended protests and rallies in the past when I agreed with the goals, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that. But I have also chosen to not go anywhere near protests that have expressed hateful rhetoric, violence towards fellow citizens, and a disrespect not just of science, but of the frontline health workers and, quite frankly, the 90% of truckers who have been doing the right thing to keep Canadians safe, to put food on our tables. Canadians know where I stand. This is a moment for responsible leaders to think carefully about where they stand and who they stand with.
Everything he's done with the globalists is to shut off the food and cause the collapse. And it's not 90% of the truckers that took the shot. So everything out of his mouth is a fraudulent lie. And remember, vaccine doesn't protect you. It's not a vaccine. Remember, the masks don't protect you. Now they say you have 4 or 5 shots. Last year, he bought shots at a 2026. He's never going to stop. This is their tyranny. This is their takeover, hiding behind medical workers. Unbelievable information. Now, let's hit where this is really going. I was born free and I'll die free. The man's being denied a transplant. He'll die because he won't take the shot. That's death panels. Unvaccinated NYPD officers set to be terminated next month. New Jersey gym owner who defied cupboard closures running for U.S. House seat. Yes, I want him on, by the way. Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way, is on Wednesday. Fins to end virus restrictions next month said they didn't work. Well, they worked to kill people. And that leads us to these articles that I'm actually going to play you a very important clip that a very well-known podcaster sent me during the break. Dealing with this, what does social credit scores and world IDs have to do with geoengineering and soil death? You didn't know soil's alive? Yeah. Soil that plants grow in, that black stuff, is a mix of bacteria and a lot of other little microscopic creatures and all these enzymes that keep the soil alive so it sticks to the ground and doesn't blow away. Deserts are where the soil is lost and you get death. Doesn't matter how much rain falls on it, there's nothing to cling to it, nothing to make it live, nothing to make it permanent. The surface of the earth that's green is a living skin. And barium salts and aluminum dioxide destroy it. And that's why our forests are all dying. And the very people telling you they're taking over to protect the earth are the ones there to carry out the murder of our precious planet and our environment. So here it is. China's five-year plan is a blueprint for the future of meat, says Time magazine. Normal meat is hurtful and evil and hateful. You will eat synthetic meat with nanotech. And the Chinese communists are the model, just like they're the model for the lockdowns and the Global Social Credit Score and the Davos Group. No Evil Foods, a vegan food company, laid off its production employees after giving them an ultimatum last year about working through the pandemic. Nobody wants the ultimate burger that has hundreds of times the safe levels of estrogen in it. Living by the code in China, COVID-era controls may outlast the virus. The party has now announced, you can read the article, that it's officially going to use it as a social credit score and not let you travel if you criticize the government in any way or done something they don't like. Boom, that's the plan. Of course, it always was, but there it is yet again. Beijing seals off more residential areas, reports 12 cases. Oh, my God, 12 cases of the cold. We've got to lock everything down. All an excuse for martial law. Because if China brought in martial law, people say that's wrong. But, oh, if it's Tiananmen Square to stop the terrorists. But there's good pushback. Virginia's new Republican AG bans college universities from mandating COVID jabs. Kanye West will be banned from Australia like Djokovic if he does not get fully vaccinated. What's somebody that's never taken a shot versus somebody that's taken five shots? Well, they're all, you're never fully vaccinated. Kid Rock takes jabs at haters in the liberal media. He announces he will not play venues with mask and vaccine mandates and announces where he's canceled it in Toronto, Buffalo, and other areas. Absolutely. You want to shun us? We are going to shun you. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back out of the break with some of the video, just a 20-minute boil down of folks that are fighting back really, really hard. And I'm going to have the links to these different pieces of the conference posted in the live show feed today under the Alex Jones main feed on InfoWars.com. DOD and Fauci caught in massive scandal hiding death and damage from COVID vaccines from the Pentagon's own documents that I just showed you with Project Solace. Here it is right here. And another shot. Here's Mexico. Here's a Mexican airport vending machine. You've got your Z-Pak. You've got your ivermectin. You got everything else there. Let the people have what they want and what works. Absolutely insane. Separately, today's the last day to get our whole food multivitamin from the highest quality sources for 40% off and our supercharged zinc vitamin C rose hips 40% off and Brain Force Plus, our amazing, powerful, clean, 5-plus-hour clean boost of energy. It's 40% off. That all ends today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. We'll be right back.
It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips, formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is, again, amazing for your immune system and so much more, and, of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The globalist depopulation operation can only succeed if you are silent. But you will not be silent. You will rise to the occasion. It is your destiny.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, D-O-M-P-H, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and flight surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots. Over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
10 times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this, and Senator... when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus Weekly Report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So again, the Department of Defense. Thank you. The Department of Defense, the Biden administration is on notice. They must preserve these records, and this must be investigated. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Senator. Thank you.
So, the increase in cancer is something I've been hearing about for months. And quite honestly, I've told people that are reporting this to me, I don't think the public's quite ready for that yet. Okay, but you've just raised this issue. Apparently, Dr. Cole, you're aware of this. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because this is frightening.
Thank you, Senator. And this is a challenge in terms of aggregating data. I saw a signal early on of certain viral conditions. Dr. Parks pointed out mechanisms. I noticed certain viruses increasing. Well, these same T cells, immune cells, keep cancers in check. So I do about 40,000 biopsies a year. I'm a busy pathologist, and I thought, gosh, I'm seeing more of this type of cancer and this type of cancer and this type of cancer. And so I've tried to talk to other laboratories and aggregate a bigger data set, which obviously these federal data sets are a very easy way to see that signal. Obviously, I've been canceled, I've been ridiculed, I've been maligned, et cetera, for saying so, but I've been observing it. And I can't deny observation. That's how science happens, initially through observation. Then we confirm through hypothesis, experiment, and data. So, yes, we're seeing it. And now when we travel with these groups and summits, I have oncologists, I have radiation oncologists. I am seeing an uptick in cancers. I'm seeing these odd, stable cancers take off like wildfires after the vaccines. It is happening. We need federal funding. The NIH isn't looking at this. Getting a grant to look at anything related to the vaccines is next to impossible because they're perfect, safe, and effective. So it's happening. My data is anecdotal. My observational group is significant. But we need additional studies to happen, and thank you to Tom for digging into happening.
I think we have some additional nurses, and by the way, that's where I was getting the safety signal from. Nurses from across the country are contacting me about the vaccine mandates, that type of thing, talking, you know, telling me why they're not going to get the vaccine, because they're seeing this, these patients that their cancers were in remission, then, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, they're blossoming again. Dr. Urso, quickly.
Yeah, I've got a question I want Dr. Cole to address. Ryan, you know that
the experimental data on the genome in the P53 in BRCA. Can you explain that to everyone?
Yeah, real quick. So we have genes in our body. We have mechanisms in our body. We have bad cells in our body every day. Our body says, oh, I can kill that, knock it off, you know, shakes hands with every cell. You're gone, you're gone, you're a bad cell. There are genes, there are suppressor genes, P53, it's the guardian of our genome. There's another breast cancer gene, BRCA gene. We know that the spike protein binds to the receptors for these genes and can activate them. That is a mechanism of the spike protein. So putting this spike protein in the human body via a gene shot that is completely investigational, these are not approved. And to mandate something that's investigational that can bind to cancer promoting sites.
I'd like to just clarify and take that a step forward. What P53 does is it checks your DNA before it replicates, and it makes sure that it's fixed. So P53 is the one tumor suppressor gene that is most tied to cancer, because once there's a mutation in P53, the mutation rate just skyrockets.
Correct.
And you're going to develop enough mutations that that cancer is going to have a much more likelihood of becoming metastatic.
Absolutely.
So
correct.
P53 is the essential tumor suppressor. Now, do we know for sure that the spike protein is binding it and inactivating it so that it cannot make sure that your DNA is replicated effectively and without any errors? No, but that's why we should have tested these for cancer-causing potential before we started giving them to our kids.
There are some confirmatory studies.
Yeah, I'll put it into the record. Paper by Jiang and May, where it goes into this data. SARS-CoV spike impairs DNA damage repair.
Thank you.
One of the key points is we still don't officially know what the structure of these so-called vaccines are. I mean, we do have some information now that's been published by a Nobel laureate group from Stanford, looking at the sequence from discards and comparing it with the PANS. And there are what are called untranslated regions. Has anyone ever heard of this word, untranslated region? Anyone?
Yes.
A few people. Okay. Everyone has been told that the RNA in there is just RNA that's making this spike protein that's going to make you a nice little cute little vaccine, just like those mumps and polio vaccines that we've all had as children. No, wrong. There are untranslated regions. And I'm going to read you what they are. There are three human gene sequences in those untranslated regions. One of them, we think, I'm working with a group of molecular biologists and genomics, one of them, we think, is targeting the mitochondria. I'll tell you what that gene sequence is. It is the 3' untranslated region comprises two sequence elements derived from the amino terminal enhanced of split ASMRNA and the mitochondrial encoded 12S ribosomal RNA to confirm RNA stability and high total protein expression. That's what the WHO document says. Now, if that's true, that could mean, we don't know, we need to find out, that could mean that the expression of the spike protein is actually being expressed partly at least in ribosomal, in mitochondrial ribosomal.
This is so wrong.
Mitochondrial ribosomes.
No. Yeah.
That means it could be a kamikaze expression.
Dr. Weisman, listen. You're certainly letting us know you're qualified, but I don't know what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about, Senator, is in every single drug package insert, you see a chemical structure. Do you not? There is a chemical structure. We need to know this.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Senator, is in every single drug in package insert, you see a chemical structure. Do you not? There is a chemical structure. We need to know the exact chemical structure, the exact sequence of the RNAs and the DNAs in these vaccines.
Right.
Okay? They are being withheld from us. FDA needs to show us what those structures are. They need to explain what the pseudouridine is doing. They need to explain this paper from Sahin, who is the founder of BioNTech in 2014, they talk about non-natural nucleosides. What are those non-natural nucleosides doing? He talks about the toxicity of them, the pseudouridine. None of that is being discussed.
So I want to clarify a little bit there. I agree with you.
Okay. We need a lot more information.
I want to clarify because people have said these are mRNA vaccines. mRNA only always goes to protein, and we can't do anything. First, we know that people have reverse transcriptase. Yes, it can make DNA. Yes, it can go back into the DNA. But there's something else about RNA. RNA can make little hairpin loops. RNA can regulate your DNA. So when you put an mRNA vaccine or RNA into your body, it can get in, and it can be alternately spliced, can bind to your DNA, and it can regulate it. For positive or for negative, it can change your gene expression, and there's stuff in there that can do that either intentionally or unintentionally, and we don't know. It's completely unethical because we are just beginning to understand the RNA silencing, where these RNA molecules molecules regulate our DNA. So that makes it completely unethical to use this technology.
We have to get on to, there are great unknowns with respect to the vaccines, their mechanism of action, and disease categories like cancer. But there is a disease category upon which the FDA, the CDC, and all stakeholders agree that the vaccines cause, and that's myocarditis or heart inflammation. Now, I will tell you, as a cardiologist, it is crystal clear that these vaccines cause myocarditis. Dr. Parks has already quoted the paper by Avolio that has shown, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the vaccines cause myocarditis. The FDA indicates for Pfizer and Moderna that they cause myocarditis. We now have over 200 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on myocarditis, sadly showing the rates of myocarditis are far in excess of what the CDC ever imagined. We've identified that boys are have a predilection for this far more than girls. The maximum age group, the peak age group, is age 18 to 24, so it's actually the college age. The risk extends up to age 50. And I can tell you that in this age group, it is clear the risks of the vaccines are far greater than the risks of COVID-19, the respiratory illness. Two papers, one by Tracy Hogue at UC Davis, one by Ron Kostoff, that these papers have been presented at the FDA meetings. They have not been challenged as analyses. One, and there are now fatal cases of myocarditis published by Washington University in St. Louis, by Verma, and by Choi from South Korea. More fatal cases accrue. There is the father of a boy here in this room who's died of myocarditis. One death is too many. One, we have 21,000 cases of myocarditis and climbing in the United States that the CDC has verified. One was too many. Under no circumstances, under any circumstances, should a young person ever receive one of these vaccines, let alone ever be pressured to receive a vaccine, let alone ever be mandated to take a vaccine. This is crystal clear. The FDA agrees. There can be no controversy over this. There can be no normalizing of this to say that it's mild or it's transitory.
Well, talk about that, because that's what I say, it's mild. Is myocarditis mild?
I'm telling you, as a specialist, myocarditis is not mild. There are papers by Schauer and by Truong at University of Utah at Salt Lake. When they do MRI on these individuals with suspected myocarditis, 100% are having heart damage. 100%. We have a paper by Tishopi and colleagues looking at the outcome of individuals prior to COVID in this age group with myocarditis. 13% will have permanent heart injury. 32% never actually get up to normal. They don't get back to normal. We are seeing unprecedented numbers of athletes dying on the field in Europe. Unprecedented. Of these cardiac arrests, half of them don't come back. We now have a report out of the heart group in the UK where actuarial mortality for those under age 15, mortality in the UK is higher than expected.
Dr. Malone.
Just real quick, going back, Mr. Rounds.
I wonder if Dr. Malone could follow up on that.
Just real quick, because we're talking about myocarditis. What concerns me so much about the whistleblower report there is this is the only vaccine injury that the CDC, FDA are acknowledging. And you combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data in their database affecting myocarditis. I mean, I'm sorry, that gets my suspicion antenna.
And the recommendations and the mandates are ignoring the FDA warnings.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set we that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason: that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy, we will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes. We need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Shishi Pink? Dr. Fauci?
Like, I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house. Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.